Gorgeous.
We are back live already, the fourth and final hour of this Wednesday, April 7th, 2010 edition. I'm going to blitz through your calls, and then I'm getting into a bunch of NARC news. The IRS boosting the amount of cash bonuses up to upwards of 25% of whatever is taken for ratting on your neighbors, your bosses, lying about them. Dallas-based NARC Technologies, Inc. pays people to rat out their neighbors. That's out of MSNBC. Then I'm going to get into all the new taxes Obama has passed or is passing, including stealth taxes. Volcker, his chief economist, says carbon taxes, VAT, should be on the table. That is just some of what is coming up in this hour. Also, I'm going to play video for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, audio for the listeners. This will be posted on our YouTube channel later today. In fact, it's being uploaded right now. PrisonPlanet.tv folks will see it first. Integrating Call of Duty, one of these shoot-em-up, kill-em games, with the footage of the massacre in Iraq, the women, the children, the Reuters reporters, to show how we're being desensitized and conditioned. And that's what video games were developed for by the Pentagon more than 30 years ago, was instinctive shooting, to develop the killer instinct. If you don't shoot, then you will be dead Marine. Well, now it's kill the kids or you'll be dead Marine. So that is coming up. But right now, let's go to your phone calls on the Genesis board. Let's talk to Eric in Georgia. You're on the air, Eric.
Hey, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Okay. Well, number one, I did serve in between 95 and 2000. I've seen the best that man can be. I've seen the worst that man can be. And the best far outweighs the worst. Do not judge the soldiers, because in a whole, the good will outweigh the bad. I mean, it really will. We, as a nation, are good. As a people, we're good.
Well, I agree with you, but don't we need to criticize torture and shooting up people, picking up wounded who are unarmed?
Alex, I agree with you completely. I'm not going to go into what I would do to those boys that did what I seen on the video you posted yesterday. But as a general rule, I'm a Ranger. I got a tattoo on my shoulder that says Ranger. You feel me? These guys are good. They want to do good. They want to bring good to people. They don't want to hurt people.
I understand that. I'm not saying troops are bad. I have a lot of my family's in the military or been in the military. I'm from Texas. But the point is that the war was based on a lie. Our government put Saddam Hussein in to begin with and then set him up and basically told him, go ahead and go into Kuwait. My whole point is they use... I mean, look at how they're making people do 2, 3, 4, 5 tours now. They've never done that before. Look at how they're trying to take the vets' health care away. They don't care about you either. Supporting the troops means not putting them in illegal wars.
You're absolutely right. And these guys, these kids are PlayStation raised. You know, let's blow.
All right, I'm going to let you go. I appreciate your call. I understand a lot of people are angry and upset out there with some of the things that are going on. I understand your frustration. Let's talk to Tim in Michigan. Tim, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing today, buddy?
Pretty good.
Okay. Listen, I pull up my Yahoo newsroom every morning when I jump online, and the first article that was on there, and this is kind of actually was a very good I think a feather in our cap as far as, the unmainstream media being effective. The headline read, "Leaked video shows civilian killings in Iraq signifies growing power of independent web journalism." And that's coming from, obviously, mainstream media sources that are, I take that as a plug to us and people like us and our cause. And I just thought that was, it kind of made me feel good to see that these people are finally seeing the significance of and the power that we have as a people on this level to change things. And
awesome. Awesome phone call. Appreciate the call. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Steve Shank, eFoods Direct. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up at about 40 after, in the last 20 minutes of the show, I'm going to play a six-minute clip of Call of Duty, one of the most successful video games that they sold. $600 million worth of it in the last few months, the news reported. You know, hundreds of thousands of copies, very expensive, where it shows people killing dogs for fun, torturing people for fun, and then we cut to real military videos of it actually happening. And these games, like Doom 15 years ago, was designed for the Pentagon to cause instinctive shooting. It's a high-tech version of pop-up targets. One pops up with the one with the baby, you don't shoot. One pops up with a bad guy with a mask on, you shoot. But now in these games... this game's got false flag terror, where they go into an airport and shoot up a bunch of people to blame it on terrorists. It's got it all. So we're going to play this coming up. Great job, Jason Douglas and Matt Ryan. And Matt Ryan wrote a review of the game on his site, dailypwn.com, Call of Duty series riddled with controversy. We need to write another article today if you want to get it up with the YouTube. We're going to put this on YouTube later. And... right now, let's go back to your phone calls, and I'm going to get into the value-added tax, the carbon tax that they're now pushing, and they have conservatives pushing it as well. Very, very dangerous, very, very scary. And we're going to talk about some snitch culture information as well. But I'm going to race through your calls now. Have your points ready, folks, because I'm going to go to you one after the other. Daryl in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Yeah, it's a great show, great energy. And I just wanted to invite some people here in Bartlett, Tennessee, Memphis, Tennessee area. The Bartlett police are using their personal vehicles to monitor traffic and pull people over and write tickets. It started off with just one sort of a test run. And you saw this cop in just a Chrysler Sebring, no markings, with two little lights in the grill, and out steps the gentleman in black and writing people tickets.
Now, a lot of departments give them seized cars and let them use it as their own, which is a form of booty.
Right, right. And that was my next point, was one of these SUVs actually has the little stick figure families that you see on the back of vehicles sometimes, the mom, the dad, the kids holding hands. One of the vehicles actually has that on it, and it's just, it's out of control now. It's just like
everything is converting to secret police.
Yeah, yeah. And often, one other thing, how do you combat CPS? I had an experience with CPS where it's true. They will frame you. They will say things that aren't true if you question their authority. I recently, honestly, was set up. I've got the letter to prove it. And or where they're trying to lay a path that I'm a poor parent. Where do I go?
Well, there are a lot of different homeschooler associations and associations that have lawyers that we've had on many times that document the tactics. The biggest thing is don't have them in public school. That's where they hunt your kids. That's where they make stuff up. But they bankrupted most people, so they have to be in public school. You teach your kids not to talk to the authorities, not to trust them, to keep their mouth shut. They're there to take them away from mommy and daddy and how bad these people are. That's what our forefathers did. We've lost that common sense. And you don't answer the door the first time they show up, and you stick a video camera in their face, and you explain you have the full Constitution and Bill of Rights behind you, and I would just stay away from them. And you know, your kids are worth it before you ever even talk to them. It's just best to drop everything and move five counties over if you have to. Better safe than sorry, because they don't operate under the law. DynCorp runs most of the state CPS units. They run child kidnapping rings worldwide. I'd say probably half the CPS workers are pedophiles, and that's come out over and over again. And so it couldn't be a more criminal group. It's pedophiles with false authority coming after your family.
Yeah, another quick bit of info real quick. I heard the lady, the I don't know, a senator, a congresswoman that was shot and her husband killed as well.
Yeah, the evidence says they were murdered. She was exposing in Georgia child kidnapping rings and about to bring out a lot of info that her and her husband were killed. Thank you for the call, Daryl. Let's talk to Ken in Ohio. Ken, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
Good to hear. You know, I always wondered why they wouldn't kill you, but, you know, it's because we all love you so much. You do such a great job. They know how much you pissed off the American people that are awake.
Well, it's more than that. They would underline, highlight, and put an exclamation point on everything I've ever said if they killed me. They'd rather just destroy me, and that's why Media Matters, George Soros' outfit. Well, I'm going to cover this coming up, but go ahead.
Okay. I had a situation in Cleveland, Ohio, where the guardian at Lightham was actually mob-related, and his father was trying to basically loan shark me money while he was trying to take my kids away for taking them to paintball. They took pictures of all the bruises on the kids from playing paintball at 13 years old.
Oh, they're taking people's kids now that get bruised in Little League football or baseball. I've seen the court cases where the 7-year-old has a softball, give him a black eye that we all got, and they say, we don't care. It's still your fault. We're taking your kids.
They had bruises on them, but they played paintball for like over 3 hours at 13 years old. I'd be amazed if they came out without
a bruise.
They're
supposed to get bruises. Listen, I know wealthy yuppies who come crying to me over and over again. At a public park, their kid falls off and breaks a finger. They don't care if they have witnesses. They try to take them. The government is hunting our children. They are hunting them. And people that just joined us, I read a bunch of articles from Chicago Tribune, you name it, read the congressional record where DynCorp and Halliburton are running child kidnapping rings. They run the CPS. I mean, you cannot make this up. It's so incredible.
I tell you, Alex, so I just took these guys to federal court, and I beat them in a federal RICO case. It can be done.
Well, also you start following a CPS worker, which you can just start a blog, say it's a news event. They're all involved in crime. I mean, you follow them one time, you'll catch them going to a crack house. You follow them one time, you'll catch them taking kids out of the government custody to their
to their rape rooms with their friends. You follow them one time, they're all that are evil. If it's evil ones that are lying about you, they're only criminals do this, and you will always catch them. Okay, I've sent people to prison in Austin in the city government, like the head of Access TV. I knew they were corrupt. I started following them. I started recording them. And he just got out of the pen 5 years later, 4 years later. I'm telling you. I mean, I go to the Capitol, I catch bribery, and the whole committee gets overturned. I mean, it's just they're all criminal. Cash, grabbing, money. Just you cannot imagine the evil. You scratch the surface of government, pus just spews out. I mean, it's just rotten. I mean, it's like a rotten house with termites. You pull off any board, it looks fine. There's termites crawling around, roaches everywhere. I mean, I'm telling you. But good, I'm glad you kicked their butt. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Who's up next here? He's hearing these stories from these people. Bob in California, you're on the air.
I have one quick question, Alex. On this Joe Stack thing with the airplane flying into the IRS building, whatever happened to Joe Stack's body? Was it found in the wreckage, or do you know anything about it?
They haven't been clear about that, and let's look that up. Joe Stack's body recovered. I should pull it up. They said there were a couple bodies in there. They weren't clear. Witnesses all said nobody in the plane. Emergency crews already there before it happened. That was later confirmed that happened. He had his tiny hangar with a top Homeland Security remote control aircraft expert. Joe Stack was tied into black ops. It's clear with bizarre flights into secretive military bases in the past. The whole manifesto is fake. His family says it is absolutely staged to kick off a war against the Patriot movement.
I believe that, but I just wonder what happened to his body. That was my question, if he either had to be in the wreckage or not or something. And so,
well, there's KBUE in Austin. Second body found in Echelon building was Joseph Stack. There's your answer. Appreciate your call. Of course, who knows if that's true. Local news around here says mercury's good for children's brains. New listeners won't believe it. Pull up mercury good for children's brains. I just YouTube it. Thank you. Let's go ahead now and go to Nick in Florida. Nick, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
Welcome.
I just had a couple of quick words of caution for the listeners. One would be that if you're running a blog, as I've had happen to me recently, you might want to look for your comments section. And you may notice that the Trilateral Commission just might be leaving comments on your blog. I traced the IP addresses to several cryptic comments that posted.
Absolutely. We have thousands of visits a day by government agencies, and we can track their IPs, and the government's just in there calling for violence 24-7. And then Media Matters comes out and says, I'm calling for violence because they're trying to set me up. Absolutely. So that's happened to you?
Yeah, that's happened to me. There were cryptic booty quotes that were sort of threatening, and I traced them back, the IP address using Google, back to the Sakharov Plaza Trilateral Commission building. And so that was a little bit strange, and you may want to look out for that. And then the other thing that I wanted to just say is that if you're a parent and you're thinking about putting your child on psychotropic drugs, please just consider that if you've never taken it, why on earth would you put it in your child's mouth?
Absolutely. I appreciate the call. Well, I'm going to get into this Media Matters situation. I'm trying to go to as many calls as possible here. Nick in Florida, you're on the air. Okay, Anton in Detroit, go ahead. All right, let them go. Let's talk to Tony in Chicago. Tony?
Hey. Hey, greetings from Institute 2 here, Alex.
You bet, Bob.
Oh, I'll tell you what, I was just going to tell you, I was watching Ed Schultz the other day, my favorite guy on TV, and he had
the guy that said banned free speech in America? Yeah.
Oh, yesterday was different ways to quell free speech on every news network was about, that's all it was about, but back to what I was saying, Ed Schultz and maybe somebody else had this issue, it wasn't just his show, but every MSNBC show now that has a text vote or whatever, I try to vote, and I started sending votes in when Ron Paul would be on the debates and stuff, of course, and he always won. But now suddenly it says I don't have that service available for my cell phone. And I tried it. My wife, nobody.
Now what they do is they're tracking your IP address, and they know your cookie. They know how that you voted before, so that's how they're rigging polls. That's come out. Absolutely. Appreciate your call. But the government's gone completely rogue and criminal. No one's safe. We must wake up and say no now, or it's over. Nazi Germany. Okay? You better wake up now, folks.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years' experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
All right, more of your calls coming up towards the end of this hour. We're also going to play that video clip of Call of Duty integrated in with real battlefield footage to show how it's desensitizing and conditioning people and changing military culture, dehumanizing the troops, not just those they're killing and maiming. But I don't want to recap all of this, but for those that just joined us, over a year ago, Richard Poplawski, a white supremacist who all over the web hated me and had all these blogs about how bad I was because I'm not anti-Semitic and don't call for violence, shot three cops and killed them. The Southern Poverty Law Center, with their reporter, within 2 hours, said that it was basically my fault. We forced retractions in 5 newspapers because we went and found that he was attacking me everywhere and was not supporting me. We've had to go to registration on the comments at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and it has upped the quality of some of the comments, because people were going in there calling for violence. And I have 3 moderators. We didn't censor anybody unless they called for violence. And, or spammed. And we've seen the London Guardian, the New York Times, Time Magazine, literally hundreds of publications, Media Matters. It's got to be more than 50 times. I haven't counted it up. Run by George Soros, the banker wanting to loot America, running Obama, saying that I'm calling for violence. And it's not true. And everyone knows that. So they're clearly trying to set me up with the police and the IRS. But it says, Alex Jones pits Fox News versus Fox News. Last week, Fox News wrote 2 articles off comments on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. That was the last straw. We went to registration. And they spin this even more than Fox News and say that it's my fault and that, oh, look, Fox News is in trouble. They've got involved with me. We wrote an article showing Fox Nation with people calling for things way more violent in actual articles that they wrote and on Fox News with the videos. Fox News is pushing for the value-added tax that Obama wants. They all work together. It makes me sick. But look at this article. This is just today's latest. It's every day. Alex Jones pits Fox News versus Fox News. Our summit Fox News having second thoughts about embracing and helping to mainstream fringe anti-government conspiracy nut Alex Jones? No one's done that. I mean, they had me on about 9/11 to try to blame the shooting on me at the Pentagon. That wasn't them being friendly to me. Especially now that Jones' website seems to be stoking calls for violence against federal employees. I'm stoking calls. When you can go to any big website and read violent comments, that doesn't mean MSNBC or CNN or any other outfit's guilty of it. Here's a recent FoxNews.com report on the rash of anti-government threats being made on IRS workers in the wake of health care reform being passed. And then it goes through it. So it appears that Jones is at the center of the radical anti-government movement and owns a radical right-wing website. We're constitutional, it's not right-wing, which seems to be housing lots of potentially murderous rhetoric about the IRS. We're housing it. So we need to be restricted, like Ed Schultz says. Message from FoxNews.com article, Alex Jones is a bad guy. That's odd because last year Fox News presented the same government-hating Jones as something of a folk hero. What? So this is what they're doing, and they're calling for censorship of everybody, but they're singling me out. Why is George Soros doing that? Because I'm against further banker bailouts. I'm against the insurance takeover that's a new tax written up by the insurance companies. 94% of their lobbying went for it. That's Wall Street Journal. I'm here telling the truth. I'm here shattering the left-right paradigm. I'm here explaining that Republican leaders and their pundits are pushing for the value-added tax to be paid to the bankers when we don't owe this money. We're real, ladies and gentlemen, and, you know, it is spooky, it is creepy, this is going on. Now, before I get into all the value-added taxes and the rest of it that are now coming, I want to get into this. Rat on your boss, get paid by the IRS. This has been going on for years, but this says you can get 15 to 30% of anything you rat on your boss about. And with basically informants, the government just has people lie about you to get the money. So this is the total snitch culture. Now, here's another one. Remember USA Today a few years ago about how when you call to get a pizza, they run your name to the database to see if there's any warrants, and they also sell the data to bill collectors of where you really live? So it's just every major corporation is doing this. Dallas, this is out of MSNBC, Dallas-based NARC Technologies, Inc. pays people to rat on their neighbors. And what for? Just to know where all their neighbors are in case there's bill collectors. So your neighbors, this is the new economy. There's only jobs in government and narking. They're converting the whole economy over to this. Can you make money just by writing down the license plate numbers of cars in your neighborhood? It might sound like a game your older brother made up to keep you busy. But 2 aggressive startup firms are telling customers to do just that. And both are spreading the word quickly online. But how does it work? One of the 2 Dallas-based companies, NARC Technologies, Inc., offers a simple explanation. They want you to rat on your neighbors. The firm's website, narcthatcar.com, is designed to collect license plate numbers and locations so lenders can more easily repossess cars when owners default. See, everyone's guilty. Now they have the license plate reading software. That's already been done.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi everyone, Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
So in other words, the firm wants consumers to become the repo man's informant, reading from MSNBC. It's all part of training everyone to spy on the population. The squad cars are getting license plate readers that can read hundreds of cars' license plates a second. The public in England and in cities like New York are being paid. If you're on welfare, you have to have a job, which is watching computer screens, tattling on people, surveillance cameras. Its chief competitor, Data Network Affiliate, says it has no intention of getting into the business of repossession. It says its plans use a database of license plate numbers to help find missing children through Amber Alerts. Oh, see, everyone's going to be watched pre-crime, and they're getting the citizens involved. Everyone's going to be put in the database. It also hopes to sell the data to other information-hungry marketing firms and to turn its user base into a kind of buyer's club. And they're giving citizens radar guns and teaching kids how to spy. All the popular kid toys are about spying on your parents. Here's another headline. Will jotting down license plates pay the rent? That's another article. See, we are being baptized in evil. We're being trained to do everything that brings you tyranny. Separately, I want to get into the economy now before we play this video clip and take some more calls. Here's the message you're not going to get from the Wall Street Journal that is reporting Volcker, carbon tax, VAT, value added should be on the table. The Republican pundits for more than a decade have been telling you they're going to replace the income tax with a VAT and sales tax. No, I've been telling you, because we have the documents from the PR firms, that they're going to keep all of them. Now they admit that. This is the way to pay off the deficit. How about we cut the government? How about we don't owe this money, like Iceland and Greece are saying no to paying? How about we cut all of these programs? No, the government's growing and hiring more and more people every millisecond and hiring snitches and spies and tattletales and squeezing and writing more tickets and grabbing more children. It is a criminal enterprise that has taken over the nation. And we have an article here by Kurt Nemo that breaks it all down. Former Fed mob boss calls VAT and carbon taxes. Calls for VAT and carbon taxes. And the big problem here is, well, cue it up. Cue up Glenn Beck on Bill O'Reilly. And this is almost every day on his radio or TV show, both of them calling for this. And saying, don't worry, we're going to have a constitutional amendment where 100% of the money goes to pay the banks. Play the clip.
Last night, I know you watch Factor every night.
Yes.
So you can steal material.
Oh, my God.
And I said that economically, we can bring the country back, but you have to do some discipline. You have to freeze spending.
Yep.
You have to have a national sales tax, 10%.
Yep.
What did you think about that?
I made some notes.
Excellent.
I actually agree with you,
except
I believe it should be a VAT tax, 2% VAT.
Value-added
tax. No more than 2%.
What's the difference between a sales tax and a value-added tax?
It always starts with 2%. That's enough. That's enough. Now, with conservatives like these, who needs Mao Zedong? Who needs Joe Stalin? Obama spent more money than all presidents before him combined. We thought Bush was bad, tripling the size of the government, tripling the budget. And they've got all these conservatives running around talking about fair taxes all day. Look, get ready. The bankers now have dominated and overthrown this country economically. It's all done through fraud. And the health care bill's a bunch of taxes, all these other income taxes, all these state income taxes, all these unfunded mandates to the states, the carbon taxes that Obama's trying to ram through the Senate again, and they're announcing next week they're going to go ahead and implement it through the EPA regardless. This is all illegal and lawless. And people need to get angry and realize that the Republican Party was in power of both the House, the Senate, and the executives for 6 years of Bush's 8 years, and the government tripled. And that's why people are voting for Rand Paul in Kentucky, and why the Republican Party's coming in trying to stop him because he's 10 points ahead. Because this is an anti-incumbency against Republicans and Democrats who are globalists, who are incumbents. That's why for the first time in history in the U.S., the head elections official who's running against Rand Paul is allowed to run his own campaign against Rand Paul and run the election. I mean, you talk about mafia. Because if they let anybody like a Deborah Medina or a Rand Paul get in, that sends shockwaves through the country. We got to take the states back, take the federal government back from the U.N. and the offshore banks that have bought it off. It's very elementary. These banks have taken over hundreds of third world nations. They do the same thing every time. They get you in debt. Then they jack up the taxes, cut all the so-called entitlements and freebies. Okay, I've got some other news I want to hit on, but I briefly, because I've got to get to this video here in a moment, I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up of Midas Resources, because gold for the last week has been shooting straight up. It's come out in losses. That the IMF, World Bank, and Federal Reserve have been suppressing gold and silver prices with inflation. Gold should be $2,500. Silver should be above $30. That's conservative right now. Regardless, Ted Anderson's got gold and silver, the owner of this radio network. That's how I met him. He was a sponsor of my show 13 years ago before he started this network. He already produced his own radio shows, his own news shows. And I found nowhere to buy gold at a better price or silver at a better price. He's been in business 30 years, had Midas for, 13 years, and he's got a AAA rating with a Better Business Bureau. Most of these places don't. Most of them have horrible ratings. You need to buy gold and silver from Ted. You need to protect yourself with physical holdings. And I get it as an insurance policy against inflation and depression, and crises. I don't buy gold and silver as an investment, but as an emergency backup. But it is an investment that's almost 400% in the last decade versus the stock market that's basically flat with inflation. Ted Anderson, good to have you here with us. Tell folks about today's incredible offer. When I say incredible, folks, Ted, explain.
Yeah, sure. I'll tell you right now. Gold's up another $20 today. Actually, that's where its market peak was. Currently right now up $16 in the 1,150 range. I still have those francs at 249.68. And yes, you still get the international forecaster. Calculated out, it's less than $500 an ounce for that piece of gold. I mean, it's really low. The whole market, I mean, the British sovereigns, 312.42. Look at the internet prices. They've gone up now. I'm still holding the same on the sovereign coins from the Montana.
Yeah, let's explain to people, okay? You bought when gold went down, but you didn't make your prices go up when it went up. You still have gold and silver that you're selling when the market was $100 plus lower. That was 1,050. It's 1,150. So right at $100 right now. And so any tiny markup you had on that lower price isn't even there anymore because we're in a market that's $100 up. And on the fifth of an ounce European gold franc coin, you're giving them $159 value, your subscription to the international forecaster on top of it.
I am, yeah. Bob Chapman's newsletter is great. I mean, great detail on what's going on in the marketplace. And you're going to get more than what you see out in Wall Street, that's for sure. And I got to tell you, Alex, right now, where we're at economically, the United States has drilled itself into a debt that I don't think we can ever repay without turning on the printing press.
Well, Dr. Roberts, the father of Reaganomics, said basically it's the New World Order and it's all by design.
It is by design. They want this thing to fail so we can be pushed into this international currency thing. And obviously, that's not good for our sovereignty here in the United States at all. But
folks, protect yourself today. Ted, we're out of time. Throw out some of the best coin offers you've got for people. It's the Alex Jones special. You'll pay more, which is still a great deal, but you'll pay more if you don't tell them Alex Jones sent you. And Ted is running out of these prices. How long can you hold these prices, and what is the offer?
Well, right now the offer is francs at 249.68, British sovereigns at 312.42. I have the Walking Liberty half right now for less than $10 if you call and say you heard it on Alex's show. They're at 9.75. There's a variety of different things, but you'll have to call. The market's moving up, and the way to get a hold of us is 1-800-686-2237.
800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. So again, can you hold this till tomorrow, till Friday? How long?
Well, Alex, it depends upon what happens in the marketplace, actually, and what my supply does. If I get a lot of people calling me up, I'm going to have to shut it off at midnight tonight.
800-686-2237. Thank you, Ted.
Yep, thanks a lot, Alex.
800-686-2237. Okay. We've seen the video of troops killing dogs. We've seen the video of them beating unarmed children and laughing and celebrating. We've seen the video of troops and contractors sitting off the road of a busy highway, randomly shooting up cars full of people laughing. The government and the media defend this. You destroy and disgrace our military when you do that. If you care about the military and our history, which has been a great history, you don't allow the Nazification of our military. You decry what's happening. But scientifically, using government-developed video games in the last 35 years, that's on record, they have conditioned people to have instinctive killing and to enjoy it and to see it as a game. This is turning our people into psychopaths. Psychopaths enjoy killing. If you got to go to war and got to kill, that's one thing. You don't enjoy it. Now, the bully's beating you up and you get the better of them. Yeah, you're going to enjoy them when you knock them on their butt. But I'm talking about killing kids, blowing up vehicles, shooting up people, helping wounded reporters, and laughing about it. And we're going to show this next to Call of Duty clips. And my office put this together. They did a great job showing the conditioning in this video game that made $600 million in the last few months. This is what people are playing, and now the Pentagon admits, a couple months ago I saw it in MSNBC, that they're using PlayStation controllers to fly Predator drones, and they're taking young college students that have high scores, and now they're piloting drones. And it's all a big joke. They've been conditioned on video games, and this is all part of us losing our soul. and now killing innocent civilians. And now they're deploying drones against the American people and crowd control drones in the U.S. I'm sure you've seen that on the news. So let's start playing the audio and video of Call of Duty interspersed with real audio and video from the troops engaging in war crimes. Here it is, as their souls are being conditioned into evil.
One of the soldiers, the 8th Cav's doctor, has shot a dog he said was about to attack him.
Get away from it.
Came to me, sir.
I know.
Here's torture.
Yes, naughty little boys.
And then real torture. Children.
These men are trying to surrender.
Look around you, Chernobyl. Do you think these men will be denied their revenge?
Yes. Yes.
Teaches them to have revenge.
Go with meat and voice and check out the propeller and any signs of U.S. Where this guy was headed.
Recalibrate out of the sweep and we'll adjust our positions here. Tell those guys.
Let me know when you get it. What you? Light them all up.
Come on, fire!
Here's the conditioning, Pavlovian conditioning, like we're animals, building the army of Satan. Killing innocent reporters.
We just need to install an individual. You know, we can do where we're still firing.
Sorry, got him.
Six is a 2-6. We'll move, but we got those.
Killing unarmed reporters as they crawl away.
Got a bunch of bodies laying there.
All right, we got about 8 individuals.
You know, we got one guy crawling around down there, but, you know, we can definitely get him. We're shooting some more.
Better. Hey, you shoot, I'll talk. Hotel 26, Crazy Horse
18. Do not fire on the church. We got a runner here.
Then it cuts to video games.
Clear to engage all orders.
With the exact same nomenclature.
Good kill, good kill.
Nice.
Good shoot.
Thank you.
There's one guy moving down there, but he's the one.
All right, we'll let him down so they can hurry up and get over here.
This is 1-8. We also have one individual appears to be wounded, trying to crawl away.
We got a runner here. Clear to engage all of us. Nice.
And we won't shoot anymore.
Now an ambulance pulls up with children to get him.
If he has a weapon on his hand.
No, I haven't seen one yet.
See, you guys got that guy crawling right now on the curb?
Yeah, I got him. I put two rounds in here, and you guys are shooting over there, too, so we'll see.
Yeah, roger that.
They pull up to help the reporter, and they open fire on the van. With little kids inside.
Roger, I'm just trying to make sure that you guys have my turf over.
Roger, we just
said that. Come on, buddy.
My guy just picked up a weapon.
Clear to engage all of us. Nice. Good kill, good kill. Good kill, good kill. Good kill, good kill. Kill, 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 kill.
Here's a false flag terror attack where a government kills a bunch of innocent people in an airport and then blames it on a group they want to attack. It's all training, bloodlust. Then the Russians kill a U.S. soldier who's with them to set up the U.S. for the attack. False flag terror being caught. It's in U.S. Army manuals, Captain and Above, and Black Ops, how to stage terror.
Bookmaster 7, roger. This is Bookmaster 7, roger, engage.
1-8, engage. Clear.
Come
There's the van full of kids.
Clear.
Innocent reporters.
Clear. Warning. Coming around clear. Roger.
Nice job. They're all coming back here to be cops. All your kids having their minds warped in a giant re-education camp being turned into psychopaths. And how it's so glorious, so wonderful. Meanwhile, the banks are waging economic warfare upon us, openly preparing to take your pension funds, teaching you that Washington's going to be nuked. And then the real death.
Yes, I'm really running from 208,
pushed off 4. We go pick up the guy. Just drove over a body.
Roger. Frank, Crazy Horse 1-8, you request permission to engage.
Can't pick you up the wounded.
We're trying to get permission to engage.
Come on, let us shoot.
Crazy Horse 1-8.
There's the children.
We're taking them.
Postmaster, Crazy Horse 1-8.
All right, we'll be right back. The final segment. Stay with us.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and 6 varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
Here on News Here, the grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
The establishment wants to divide us along the lines of left and right versus right and wrong versus constitution and tyranny. But here's the Hill survey. 4 in 10 Tea Party members are Democrats or independents. And this is a national poll, scientific poll, by the Winston Group. And that's what the system's afraid of, that we'll quit fighting with each other and get together and realize the shadow government, the private banks, are the people engaged in all these war crimes. And all of this corruption and using our nation as a tool of evil and conquest. We're going to take a few final calls here at the end. Redmond in Canada, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Welcome.
Yeah, hey, I just want to say you really inspired me with all the work you've done. And I've been getting involved more politically. I'm actually doing a lecture on the AGW and the Green Agenda here in Toronto on May 18th.
Okay.
Okay, and also I'm calling for a boycott of VWAG for the Green Police ads. I've launched a blogspot or a WordPress site for it.
Yeah, you're talking about the Audi ads, which are mirroring reality in Europe and now in the U.S. with the new Green Police they're setting up in every major department.
Well, exactly. I mean, the thing is that you know, it's just this.
It's a whole new tax collection harassment arm.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, I mean, in Quebec, which is a very socialist province here, we have language police, actually, that take a look at everybody's signs and make sure the French is more prominent than otherwise.
All right, well, yes. Fire out your blog spot.
Okay, so Society of Free People. Okay, that's my main site, and I've got the, I'm going to have the lecture address and the lecture date and time there.
Good. People will check it out. Tell us more. Videotape it, put it on YouTube. They can't stop the signal. Todd in Georgia, you're on the air.
I've heard you say that eventually they're going to initiate and execute hard kill, or soft kill, and then hard kill. I just want to note, with more, you know, being more specific,
well, I mean, the HPV Gardasil shot killed a bunch of people in the trials, and it's killed a bunch after, and now they say they're going to try to make boys take it. And it doesn't even protect you from human papillomavirus. That's in their own insert. I mean, they put hundreds of deadly chemicals in the water. Fluoride gives you cancer. It's all admitted. They're trying to do forced inoculations. The GMO crops all, for some reason, have a side effect of sterilizing the lab animals it's fed to. I mean, this soft kill's going on all over the place.
So how long will it take for billions of people to be killed from this?
Well, they've already slowed the population growth, and now what's happening is they're just ratcheting up, seeing if people notice all the things that are going on. They're also going to put carbon taxes on everything to shut off resources so you can't afford to have children. Global one-child policies were called for 3 months ago in Copenhagen, Denmark. Appreciate your call, Todd. Josh in California, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Alex? How you doing, buddy? So I want to say two things real quickly. One, I want to say that there is no question in my mind. Look, I used to play those video games all the time, and you know, even Grand Theft Auto, they all put this mindset. It's that, you're right, it's that Pavlovian theory where you get this mindset.
Cheapening life, you get more points for killing innocents.
Without a doubt. And I also want to say, you said to the other caller recently that it is our duty, if we do believe in this, don't just sit by, because the fact of the matter is we are just as held responsible for the, you know, for what we're doing. If we're just going to sit and just say, okay, I know, I'm aware, but I'm just going to sit and not do anything. So me in California, me and a bunch of my buddies who I've been passing this information on to, and I send the last emails of your articles, at least 10 to 15 articles a day to friends and family. And now I have groups of people that I'm getting ready to meet with. We're going to start a blog. We're going to start a website. I'm going to start doing a blog radio cast at least once a week to try to get the message
out. And start going to your city council. Start warning others. Make films. Just get aggressive. Everybody expose the criminals in government, the private corporations that are sucking up all the other corporations, and expose it. God bless you. And please, listeners, two new films coming out, one in about 7 days, one in about, what, the 21st. So, you know, we're talking about 13 days. Two new films coming out. You can get the DVDs now at Infowars.com, Invisible Empire, and Police State, The Rise of FEMA. Please support us. Get the word out. Spread the word about our free podcast. Spread the word about the free iPhone app. Great job, crew. See you back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Now get out there and take on the New World Order.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.